This is Jay Sekulow. A major victory out of the U.S. Supreme Court. The court says, yes, you can prosecute online child pornographers.
Live from Washington, D.C.
This is my right.
Jay Sekulow Live.
Right given by God.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now.
Live a free life.
Call 1-800-684-3110.
Live in freedom.
That's 1-800-684-3110.
Talking about freedom.
And now, Chief Counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice, Jay Sekulow.
I will fight.
Hey, welcome to the broadcast, everyone. I hope you had a great weekend. Our phone lines are open for you at 800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Taking your calls from around the country. Two major issues to discuss. Of course, the California Supreme Court decision on the issue of marriage. How do you react to California Supreme Court's decision? What about the fact that the judges took over the role of the legislature in the redefinition of the issue of marriage, despite the fact that the people of California had voiced their opinion? Our phone lines are open for you on that, 1-800-684-3110. And an important victory out of the Supreme Court of the United States. And, folks, I'm going to get Drew Ryan, our Office of Governmental Affairs, on the phone here. He's in our studios in Washington, D.C. Actually, let me tell you what happened. The case was the Williams case. It was United States versus Williams. Williams was charged with violation of what's called the Child Online Pandering Law, which was called the PROTECT Act. Now, the American Center for Law and Justice, we represented 18 members of Congress and, of course, our members around the country, including five co-sponsors of the legislation. It criminalized those that were pandering the exchange of child pornography. Not only just the possession of it, but if you said you had it and were trying to get it to other people, that was in and of itself a crime. The ACLU challenged that, saying it was unconstitutional. The 11th Circuit struck the law down as unconstitutional. It went to the Supreme Court of the United States. The ACLJ filed a major brief. Let me read you the last portion. It's the very last portion of Justice Scalia's opinion. Child pornography harms and debases the most defenseless of our citizens. Both the state and federal governments have sought to suppress it for many years, only to find it proliferating through the new medium of the Internet. This court held unconstitutional Congress's previous attempts to meet this new threat, and Congress responded with a carefully crafted attempt to eliminate the First Amendment problems we identified. As far as the provisions at issue in this case are concerned, that effort was successful. The court went on to say that child pornography is not protected by the First Amendment. We filed a brief. This was a tough case, by the way, 7-2 decision. The opinion was written by Justice Scalia, joined by Chief Justice Roberts, Justice Stevens, Justice Kennedy, Justice Thomas, Justice Breyer, and Justice Alito, the dissent, Justice Souter, and Justice Ginsburg. What's the reaction on Capitol Hill as you shared this, Drew? This was some big news.
Well, there are a lot of reactions, Jay. First, those five members that were co-sponsors of the bill that actually signed on to our brief are Tom Feeney of Florida, Trent Franks from Arizona, Marsha Blackburn from Tennessee, Steve King from Iowa, and Lamar Smith from Texas. Two reactions, Jay. One is very pleased. When you reflect back on now Chief Justice Roberts' hearing, back when he was being confirmed to the Supreme Court, he said it's up to judges to call balls and strikes and let the legislature legislate. And what they're doing is they're upholding a congressionally enacted piece of legislation, which I think ensconces that principle and actually creates some confidence in the court at the legislative level. And the other thing is, too, I think a lot of people, Jay, and we talked about this offline, was they're scratching their heads at the dissent from Justice Souter as to what he means by fake child pornography and why he dissented against this. Justice Ginsburg joined him, but yeah,
and
a
that,
lot of people also
wondering,
yeah.
What they're talking about there is that issue of virtual online pornography, which was the previous situation in the previous statutes. This one addresses the pandering of online pornography, whether you have it or you don't. If you say you have it and you're going to swap pictures, the fact of the matter is it's a crime, and the prosecutors can now be enforced with the tool, and we are thrilled with this big victory at the Supreme Court of the United States. So, Drew, we appreciate the update from Capitol Hill. Hey, folks, as we get ready to go to break, I know you're rejoicing with us in the Supreme Court victory in the United States Supreme Court, but in the California Supreme Court, a very different story.
That's right, folks. It's very important that you get involved here. We want you to be heard. We've got a lot of calls coming in. We'll get to them after the break, but we have done a petition to protect marriage online. It is important, folks. We need you engaged in this. You know what the court did. We will talk about it in depth when we get back from the break. But call, join this petition to protect marriage right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. The petition to protect marriage. Go into the California state officials and Governor Arnold Schwarzenegger. You can go to aclj.org or call 877-989-2255.
The California Supreme Court has taken judicial activism to a new level by clearing the way for same-sex marriage in California. The state's highest court overstepped its authority, rejecting the will of California voters and the state legislature. The court decision comes at a time when California voters are likely to consider a ballot initiative this fall that would amend the state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. Not long ago, an overwhelming majority of California voters reaffirmed that marriage is an institution between one man, one woman. Now, fueled with this court victory, same-sex advocates are pushing forward, reigniting a nationwide debate over same-sex marriage. There is something you can do. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in protecting marriage. Sign on today to the Petition to Protect Marriage and let California officials know that this activist court went too far. Stand up for the will of the people. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org. It happens every day. People log on to the website at the American Center for Law and Justice, aclj.org, for critical resource information, information that makes a difference. People like Kim from Utah, who turned to aclj.org for legal information that helped her son complete a project for school.
He was not being allowed to use a cross for one of his ceramic stamps, although it met all the criteria for that particular stamp. We went to your website and we printed up three different things on students' rights, religious freedom, and he was allowed to use this stamp.
Listen, we are thrilled that that has happened, and that's why we have that great information available at aclj.org.
The ACLJ stands ready to help you with the information you need most, whether it's on Jay Sekulow Live, the ACLJ's daily radio broadcast, or online at the website for the American Center for Law and Justice. Check it out. Information that makes a difference. Online at aclj.org.
This is my right. A right given by God.
Well, if you're just joining us, a great victory out of the U.S. Supreme Court in the Williams case, the Child Online Pandering Act, the pornography aimed at those that are trying to pander and solicit the exchange of child pornography online, now constitutional. Prosecutors have a new weapon in the arsenal. We filed a brief on behalf of the co-sponsors of the legislation, and that, of course, became a successful victory at the Supreme Court. Now, that's the Supreme Court of the United States. Not so much a victory, obviously, in California, where by a vote of 4-3, the California Supreme Court last week struck down a state ban on same-sex marriage. By the way, a ban that was had overwhelming approval by the people of California. More important than that, though, is the decision is not only disappointing in its scope, but it also represents, in my view, another clear example of this activist judiciary. This was a decision for the people of California and their elected representatives, not a group of judges. And again, they've taken a national debate out of the hands of the people, and they placed it right in the courts, which is the last place a decision like this should go.
That's right. A 4-3 decision, the court held that same-sex couples must be afforded the name marriage as a designation. That was the juxtaposition of this case, was all about the name marriage. In 2006, California's legislature gave exactly the same rights that go to married couples or opposite-sex couples, heterosexual couples. They got the same rights. Gay couples got those same rights in 2006.
But they wanted marriage.
This case was only about the word marriage, and they won 4-3.
Yeah, the troubling thing is that they won. And a lot of the dissents, by the way, are correctly focusing on the fact that this has now been taken out of the hands of the legislature. We're going to be joined by Vince McCarthy, senior counsel for the American Center for Law and Justice. Does a lot of work in this area for us all over the country. Before we do that, folks, let me encourage you. There's only one chance to win in California. We need all 50 states represented here, and that is to make sure that the governor of California, who so far is signaling very, very mixed signals at best, as well as the legislature, understand that there's a referendum up and it needs to be put forward by the people and voted on, this constitutional amendment, state constitutional amendment on the definition of marriage. We need everybody that's listening to join in this and to help us on this. We need all 50 states represented. Here's the number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. Vince McCarthy, again, senior counsel with the ACLJ. Vince, how broad is this ruling?
Broad because people can move to California from any state in the United States, get married, and then move back to their own states. And then
there's no residency requirement at all under California law, right?
That's right. And We're already involved in litigation in New York, the Martinez case, and litigation in several other states, actually, where people have done this in Massachusetts. And it's just going to create a real problem throughout the country.
Does it put the issue of marriage now squarely, not just California now, with all 50 states, because you've got the whole argument about full faith and credit, as which is under the Constitution, as well as the fact that there is no residency requirement in California?
Right. It makes it much more difficult. And full faith and credit has always meant that a state had the right to not grant full faith and credit to those institutions and those decisions of other states with which it's disagreed, had substantive disagreements.
But that's now going to be, that's going to shoot up like a rocket, I think, to the Supreme Court of the United States. It may take a couple of years, but it's no doubt that's where this is going.
I agree, Jay.
And how, as far as implications, if you lived in, let's say, a state like Kansas or Georgia, where they, you know, say no to same-sex marriage, how much of an issue does this put that issue in play as far as, like, state constitutional amendments that have already been decided by states?
Well, exactly. It puts a lot of pressure on those states, both in two areas. Number one, with regard to benefits that people that go to California get married and come back and are going to be seeking from their state, and then also the right to divorce.
Isn't this also, Vince, a situation where, I said this the other day, and regardless of what your view is on the issue of should same-sex marriage be granted or not, the fact of the matter is judges shouldn't be making that decision. That's a decision for the legislature, the elected representatives of the people.
That's exactly right, and that's what one of the dissenting judges said in this case, is that, quote, this court does not have the right to erase, then recast, the age-old definition of marriage, as virtually all societies have understood it, to satisfy its own notions of equality and justice. This is for the people of California to decide, and they've already, and with Prop 2022, they voted previously overwhelmingly to reject same-sex marriage. Unfortunately, it went on as an initiative and not as a constitutional amendment. But it's the good news, Jay, is that there are enough signatures that have been gathered now to put this on the ballot.
Well, it has not yet been. I just checked today. It's not yet been certified, though.
Secretary of State has to go through the signatures and certify.
And that's why we've got to make sure. And Vince, we appreciate that and appreciate your insights. Keep us posted on this as it develops over the next couple of weeks. Thanks, Vince. Vince McCarthy, senior attorney at the ACLJ. Folks, here's the reason we're going to engage this issue. I said it. This is the example of judicial tyranny. This is judicial fiat. This is a decision that should have been made by the citizens of California. If they elected to have same-sex marriage, they had domestic partnership benefits, legislature has the right to do that. What they don't have the right to do is have a judge or a group of judges, four judges, make that decision for the rest of the state when the state's made the contrary decision. So we want to encourage you to go to your phones right now. We've got a petition to protect marriage. We're really urging that this judicial tyranny come to an end and that this initiative gets on the vote. But I think all 50 states, look, it's going to affect, as Vince just said, it's right. It's going to affect all states because there's no residency requirement in California. So it's important for you to make sure that judges don't make this decision. It's a decision the legislature should be making. And that's the crux of this case, by the way.
And that's, folks, why we want you to get involved in this petition to protect marriage, 877-989-2255. And I think it's important here, Dad, to talk about this because it seems like the fundamental problem with this entire debate is since 2006, there really was no difference. On paper,
that's right.
You had the same inheritance rights, the same monetary, fiscal, tax rights, child rights, adoption rights. All of that was the same. If you had children from a previous heterosexual relationship, all of those rights would be treated like this was a new
for state
marriage.
Purposes, right?
Right, for the state purposes there. And it seems like the legal battle has gone to just the issue of the name marriage. Do you think it's going to get pulled back and there's actually going to be a real legal battle on the difference between a same-sex couple and a heterosexual couple? Because it seems like the court here makes a big deal about the fact that the state had already treated these couples completely different. And it looks like we have to, as a country, say these aren't the same. Not that the people are second-class citizens, but that a gay relationship is a second-class relationship to a straight heterosexual marriage.
Well, the question really is not one of first-class or second-class, or what, it's status. And the problem with this decision is the status changed, not by the act of legislature, which, look, had the right to change status. But it was in part changed because they had that domestic partnership policy that they had in place in California. And the legislature had the right to do that. Whatever your view is on the marriage issue, the problem is, and this is what's so significant, is judges made this decision. And for those of you that are living in Texas or Washington State or Arkansas or Georgia or New York or Pennsylvania or Illinois, wherever you might be, don't think this decision in California just affects California. It does not. It affects all 50 states, and all 50 states need to be represented on this petition to protect marriage. You need to call right now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Also, information, of course, online on this whole issue at aclj.org. Let's go right to the phones.
Tim's calling from California on line one. Tim, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Yes, hi, Jay.
Hi, Tim.
Hi, Jordan. Thank God that this is going to be stopped. We have to reverse this trend. I mean,
You live
I'm,
in California,
I'm so
right,
mad,
Tim?
I'm spitting nails right now.
Yeah, Tim, you live in California.
Yes, I do.
Have you signed the petition to try to get the constitutional amendment on the state ballot?
No, I haven't.
This is the problem, folks. And, Tim, I appreciate your honesty on that. There's 700,000 signatures required. It has not yet been certified by the Secretary of State. For those of you in California, you need to make sure your name's on that initiative and that that basically a petition to have it added as a constitutional amendment. For the rest of you, we've got to make sure all the processes are put in place. And to do that, I want to make sure that your voice is heard. So, again, 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The other tough thing about those signatures that you have to have, the huge amount of signatures in California required for this ballot amendment, just to get it on the ballot, is being looked at by a Secretary of State who is less than favorable to this viewpoint. And let me tell you, this is very tough. Usually these petitions, they've got to be exact, they've got to be perfect. So if you're in California, I know we have a lot of California listeners, you want to make sure you sign it and sign it the right way. Because if it's not, even if you're a citizen and all of the rest of your information is right, if it doesn't follow every exact thing, the Secretary of State can throw your signature out and the ballot initiative can fail just because you put the wrong city or you signed the wrong form. These are very complicated forms.
That's why what we're doing is our lawyers are looking at this very thoroughly. We're going to be evaluating everything, looking at the law. Of course, we filed a brief in the case, but now it's the procedural aspects. We're looking at that, but we need to hear from you. It's critical that your voice be heard.
Let's go 877-989-2255. That's the number to sign the petition to protect marriage right now. 877-989-2255. Loretta is calling from California on line four. Loretta, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Loretta.
Hi, thank you for taking
sure.
my call. I have one question.
Yep.
How can we unseat those judges?
Well, in California, you elect your judges, and so you have an access point there when they come up for election. Three of the judges dissented, by the way, and these are judges, by the way, that were not necessarily opposed to same-sex marriage, but they were opposed, like I am, to the idea that judges make this decision. I'm looking at this strictly as a lawyer. Forgetting the philosophical issues for a moment, forgetting the geopolitical situation, just looking at it as a lawyer, you don't have judges make these kinds of decisions. That's the role of the legislature. That's why we have in the United States separation of powers. We have different representative forms of government. And that's the tragedy of this particular case. Hey, when we come back, we'll be taking more of your phone calls. As we go to the break, though, you go to your phones. Add your name to this petition to protect marriage in California, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
It's a trip you won't want to miss, a trip of a lifetime to Israel. Join the American Center for Law and Justice in this unique 10-day visit to the Holy Land, June 17th through the 27th.
You're going to see the biblical sites. You're going to go to the border of Lebanon. We'll meet with the Israeli Defense Forces, military leaders, educational, academic leaders. You're going to see a tremendous insight as to what's going on in the Middle East.
Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this life-changing trip, but you must make your reservation soon, the deadline May 15th. You'll visit the historic and holy sites in Israel and meet with top government leaders and military experts. Stand with Israel by standing in Israel, June 17th through the 27th. Join ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow for this unique trip to the Holy Land. The deadline for reservations, May 15th. Call now, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 or online at aclj.org. Make your reservations for Israel today. The California Supreme Court has taken judicial activism to a new level by clearing the way for same-sex marriage in California. The state's highest court overstepped its authority, rejecting the will of California voters and the state legislature. The court decision comes at a time when California voters are likely to consider a ballot initiative this fall that would amend the state constitution to prohibit same-sex marriage. Not long ago, an overwhelming majority of California voters reaffirmed that marriage is an institution between one man, one woman. Now, fueled with his court victory, same-sex advocates are pushing forward, reigniting a nationwide debate over same-sex marriage. There is something you can do. Stand with the American Center for Law and Justice in protecting marriage. Sign on today to the Petition to Protect Marriage and let California officials know that this activist court went too far. Stand up for the will of the people. Call now 1-877-989-2255 or add your name online at aclj.org.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. Let me encourage you on a couple other points here. If you're just joining us, a big win on the child pornography battle. Supreme Court of the United States said go, and that's good news, and we're happy with that. The court said that the statute was constitutional, the PROTECT Act. We filed a brief in that case. Also, I want to encourage you, we are having a great response to our trip to Israel. Now, you'll be one of a literally just a couple hundred people that go with us on an incredible trip to Israel. And I want to encourage you, if you've never been or if you've been before, trust me, you've not been on a trip like this. We are getting great, great information and great guests coming to meet with you, government leaders, military leaders, some of the major political figures in Israel. You want to join us for a trip of a lifetime. Here's the tour information number, 1-800-662-5406. That's 1-800-662-5406 to get information about the upcoming trip to Israel. You're not going to want to miss that. Now, we talked about the victory at the Supreme Court of the United States and the PROTECT Act today. That case came out at 10 o'clock this morning. There's information now posted, by the way, at aclj.org. Give you updates there. And then the California marriage case. I'm telling you this, folks. This is the issue here. It is not so much what your personal view is on whether same-sex marriage should be allowed or not allowed. The question is, should a court make that determination, not the people making that determination? It's called separation of powers. It's called representative form of government. We've got a lot of phone calls coming in. Let's go right back to the phones right now.
Jason's calling from North Carolina on line one. Jason, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Jason.
Hi, Jay. Hi, Jordan. Actually, I just had a couple real quick questions, if you don't mind.
Sure.
Two questions. How is this affecting states outside of California?
Let me give you that one. Answer that one first. Because California does not have a residency requirement, anybody can go from any state, get married in California, then go back to their own state and what's called domesticate the license. That was asking for your state, you're calling from North Carolina, for North Carolina to recognize it in California. North Carolina may have a defense of marriage statute or constitutional amendment. They may say no. Then it goes into federal court under full faith and credit. And that really brings the issue of the definition of marriage then to the Supreme Court of the United States. What's the next question, Jason?
The next question is, how is this actually defending marriage? If people want to get married, I understand there's an issue. Some people don't agree with it, but
here's the thing. I mean, that's what I said earlier. I don't know if you heard what I said, Jason. You may have been on hold while I was saying this. It almost doesn't matter what your view is on whether same-sex marriage is good or bad. What matters is who makes the decision. If the legislature of a state makes the decision, there may be 15 philosophical reasons why somebody objects to it, but if that's the elected state representatives of the people, it's pretty hard to say, you know, absent a constitutional amendment on a federal level, that that's not the law of the state. That would be the law of the state, absent a constitutional amendment. So the problem is, who's making the decision? And that's my fundamental problem with the California statute. I'm putting aside the philosophical issues. It's, Jason, who makes the decision? And that's where I think, and the dissents, by the way, agreed with me, the three of them. There was four, for the majority, three dissents. Very close case. What's interesting in the case is that some of the dissenters were in favor of same-sex marriage from a philosophical standpoint, if it was authorized by the legislature. But they didn't like the idea that a judicial fiat, that is judges taking it on their own initiative, to legislate from the bench. That's the problem here.
Let's go back to the phones. 1-800-684-3110 if you want to talk to us about it. Frank's calling from Washington, D.C. on line three. Frank, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Frank.
Yes. Mr. Sekulow, you seem unaware of the fact that the California legislature twice approved same-sex marriage. It was vetoed by the governor on the ground that the court should decide it. So the court did exactly the right thing.
No, the court made a determination and set aside an act of legislation of the people of California. The Proposition 22 was set aside by the court. That's what the problem is here. The legislature of California adopted a domestic partnership benefit program, not a marriage license. And I know it sounds like semantics, Frank's over a name, but it's significant. And what is most significant is who's making the decision here.
That's right. And I think that Frank touched on the point that it confuses people
sure.
on both sides of the issue here. California enacted these domestic partnership laws. That wasn't an issue in this case. Those were enacted in 2006. They started being enacted in the 70s, but by 2006 in California, gay couples who were in these civil unions had exactly the same right. There was no difference in the rights at all. So this case came down to just the term. Do you call it a civil union? Do you call it marriage? And that's what this case was about. Not about the benefits that come along with the terminology of marriage or civil unions. At this point in California, unlike most of the states in the country, but in California, those relationships, the exact same rights were given. That was in the opinion today. It affected both sides of the story. Let's go back to the phones. Holly's calling from Arkansas on line two. Holly, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Holly.
Hello. Yes. I would like to specifically know what is exactly happening in California.
Well, right now, the court has approved, mandated, basically, same-sex marriage, setting aside an act of basically what's called a referendum from the people of California. That's been set aside. Now, there is right now to be on the ballot, a constitutional amendment. That in and of itself could change this debate. Now, whether a stay will be issued, that means will the court opinion be enforced now or will they wait until November to do it? I know there's going to be requests for a stay. I don't think it's going to be easy to get, which means we're looking right now at geting the California legislature and the Secretary of State's office to make sure all of this is done correctly. And that's why we think that, because all 50 states are affected by this, you need to go to your phones and make sure that you add your name to this petition, letting government officials know in California we expect the will of the people to be recognized here, at least allow this to go to a vote. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255 to add your name to the petition to protect marriage or ACLJ.org.
Dave's calling from Washington on line five. Dave, welcome to JSecio Live.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, how's it going?
Great.
I'm a pastor here in Washington State, and okay. I have a junior hire that's wanted to start a Bible study, all excited about it, and he went to the school and asked them if he could do it, and they told him no. And just from listening to your show, I know that's not correct.
Why did they give a reason, Dave, why they denied the Bible club to exist?
He didn't give me a specific reason, so that's why I wanted to contact
okay.
him to see what we can do to talk to the school.
Well, number one, if they've got a non-curriculum related club, and I'm sure they do, they have to allow him to meet on the same terms and condition as everybody else. And also, if they allow, even in a junior high setting, if they allow other clubs to meet, they should be allowing him to meet. Let me do this. I'm going to put you right in touch with our lawyers here at the American Center for Law and Justice. We will get this information from you, talk to the student as well, and we'll get the situation resolved at least for the next academic year. No reason. There's 15,000 of these Bible clubs operating throughout the country. There's no reason one should not be operating in Washington State. So you hang on the line here. We'll get you some help.
Corey's calling from California on line four. Corey, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live.
Hi, Corey.
Good morning, Jay. How are you?
Great.
Good. Thank God for you and your team.
Thanks.
Hey, we voted unanimously for Prop 22 a few years ago.
Well, not unanimously, but overwhelmingly, 71%.
Well, yeah, but it's for the people by the people.
Right.
It's like the judge has to listen to the jury. If all the
correct. And what happened here is that, unfortunately, that's not what happened here. The dissent points this out. And again, these were dissents that were not necessarily in favor of same-sex marriage. A lot of them were. But they said that's a decision of the legislature, not the court. But this constitutional amendment, that's how it's going to stop in California if it gets passed. That's the way you can't say a constitutional amendment is unconstitutional. So that's the move right now. Hey, folks, we want to encourage you on two fronts right now. If you want to join me in Israel, we're leaving in less than a month. I want you to go with me on this trip. It's going to be unbelievable. 800-662-5406 is the number. That's 1-800-662-5406. We're going to have a trip of a lifetime. And for those of you that are concerned about marriage in your town, in your state, all 50 states are going to be impacted by this California decision. You go on your phones right now and you call the toll-free number. Add your name to this petition to protect marriage. You can also sign up at ACLJ.org.
It's very easy, folks. 877-989-2255 to join the petition to protect marriage right now. 877-989-2255 or ACLJ.org. And we have extended that time. We are still taking information for our trip to Israel. We talked about it a lot last week. We've still got some spots left and some time available, but I encourage you, we don't know how long we're going to be able to keep offering that number out. We're giving it to you right now, though. So if you're still interested, weren't able to call last week, still were thinking about it over the weekend, you still have an opportunity to call right now. 1-800-662-5406 to join us in Israel. Literally less than a month from now, we'll be together in Israel. 1-800-662-5406 and join this petition to protect marriage. 877-989-2255.
Yeah, very important, folks. Go to aclj.org to protect marriage or 877-989-2255.